It's not always easy to find the positive. You might even need to search for happiness. Sometimes, just a little inspiration can make the difference. Here, it comes from unexpected places. Welcome to the Tangential Inspiration Podcast.
Hi, I'm Teresa.
And I'm Amy.
We are two ordinary moms,
looking for inspiration wherever we can find it.
Okay, so today we are going to chat back and forth about Amanda Gorman, who definitely was the star of the inauguration. I love Kamala Harris. I like Joe Biden. And but Amanda Gorman was the girl of the day. Then the other takeaway was from Biden's 2021 inauguration were the mittens that Bernie Sanders was wearing. So with his kind of lopsided mask and his mittens, they were a meme, like, all over. You could not escape the memes and where he was planted in different spots. You couldn't not see them. I loved them. The mittens were super cute, but most people thought that they were knitted, and I did too, but actually, they were made from repurposed wool sweaters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And plastic water bottles. So, love that even more.
Very cool.
Yeah. So, Jen Ellis, who made the gloves, is a 42-year-old second-grade teacher.
Aww.
Who gave the gloves to Bernie Sanders back in 2016 when he lost the Democratic presidential nomination to Hillary Clinton. Sanders' daughter-in-law owns the preschool that Jen Ellis's daughter had attended. So, she brought the gloves and asked, obviously, to pass them on with a sweet note. But, she currently now is living with her partner and their five-year-old. They lead a quiet life, and then the gloves hit, and, like, it's been apparently crazy. I guess she had, like, 16,000 emails from people wanting to
wear the gloves. That's awesome.
Yeah, super awesome. She doesn't do it anymore because she found she couldn't make any money for it. You know, there were reasons, but, and she's got, you know, her regular full-time gig and then raising a daughter, so obviously she doesn't have time, but she in the past had made the gloves to kind of clear her head, and when she was kind of bummed, she would go and I read an article where she'd turn on trash TV and make these gloves, and then she would sell them, but anyway, she doesn't do the gloves anymore, except for after the inauguration, she made three pairs. One, the money that the gloves earned, she gave to Outright Vermont.
Oh.
Which is an LGBTQ organization in Vermont. The second pair were for Passions for Paws, which is a dog rescue in Vermont. Super awesome.
Yeah.
And then the third pair she's selling on eBay for her daughter's college education, which that's awesome too. But she also partnered with Darn Tough, have you heard of those?
I've not, no.
Oh my gosh, great socks.
Oh.
So Darn Tough, Vermont, they have socks, and they're doing a set that have the print of the gloves, and 100% of the proceeds are going to go to Vermont food banks.
Oh, I love that.
How awesome is that? So she's also put her hand in the Vermont teddy bear and said that amazing things, whatever that is, amazing things are coming of that, but the movement of generosity to benefit Vermont charities definitely runs deep with her on her website that she created in 2021. So this has all been in the last month and a half, just I'm sure since the inauguration and the gloves blowing up. But she has, if you go to generositybringsjoy.com, she has different charities on there, and it shows the different things that they've been able to donate to just based on this publicity.
Wow.
But her quote on there, which I loved because it speaks to all of us, was, if you give of yourself, not just material gifts, but your time, your goodness, your kindness, you receive joy. Oh. And I loved that.
Yeah.
Because it's so true. I mean, who knew if Bernie Sanders would wear those repurposed wool sweater gloves that were, fashion statement, let's be truthful. But, oh my gosh, I love him for wearing those. And then that she would get 16,000 plus emails with requests for the gloves, and then just the blow up of popularity with the memes, because
right.
people just loving Bernie Sanders for not wearing
the traditional
fashion,
right.
and, you know, stuff that's super expensive, but a gift that he had been given, and with a little note in it that just, you know, she had spoke her heart. So I feel good, loved that.
Yeah.
Jen Ellis, and her, once again, her website, generositybringsjoy.com, have all sorts of positive stuff.
I have to check that out.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, as you said earlier, Amanda Gorman did steal the show on the inauguration. I was just so blown away by how her words, you know, just flowed from her mouth and her hands, and so
yeah.
effortlessly.
Yeah.
Just so,
it was weird.
So beautiful.
So I was that day, and I remember meeting you to run, and I was a little annoyed that my family had already watched everything with the riots. I spent so much time in front of the TV that day, and then the inauguration day, they were going to be in front of the TV again.
Right.
And they were like, you have to go back and watch Amanda Gorman. And I was truthfully a little annoyed that I felt like it was kind of a waste of time. But, oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Now I've watched it
over and over
again, and thank goodness I did.
And,
yeah, I totally see.
And it totally made me kind of want to find out more about her, because I hadn't known about her. She's got a pretty...
Well,
nobody did. Yeah. But just a background on her, she was born March 7th, 1998 in Los Angeles, raised by her...
She's my oldest son is that age.
Oh. Same age, 22. Wow. So really young. She was raised by her mother, Dr. Joan Wicks. She's got a twin sister, Gabrielle. Her mother is a teacher and really encouraged that love of reading and writing in her. And I was reading that, like, at a young age, she really fell in love with poetry. She saw that in, like, the Constitution and just really fell in love with that. And it's really interesting to find out, too, that she has an auditory processing disorder. So she's hypersensitive to sound. She had she also had a speech impediment that she, in childhood that she overcame.
Yeah, I was reading that she still, has issue.
Right.
Sometimes with it, but practices.
And the quote that she said, that she feels her impediment was not a crutch, rather she sees it as a gift and a strength.
Love that attitude.
Just so positive.
Yeah, rather than taking it, you know, being Eeyore and the negative, poor me, seeing it, you know, turning it around, flipping it around and making it a positive for her.
Right. She was the youngest national youth poet laureate at age 19, graduate from Harvard. And she, with that inauguration poem, she joined the ranks of Robert Frost and Maya Angelou. She focuses on oppression and feminism, race, and marginalization. I just so impressed with someone so young,
mm-hmm.
and this is such a heart for so much.
Well, I'm shocked that she's as young as she is and into poetry, because that seems like a very mature...
Right.
genre to begin with, and then just how she carried herself, that was what was so amazing to me, that she just, like I said, I was in awe, and I could watch it over and over and over again.
Right, her grace.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I love that she plans to run for 2036. I'm like, I'll vote for you. As she alludes to in her poem, I just...
Well, it's funny because we've talked about people being too confident.
Right.
And annoying. And I won't mention any names, but super cocky and arrogant. And it just... I love that she's confident enough to say that she wants to do that.
Right.
But she also is not arrogant. So...
And that's what's inspirational.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that combination of...
Because the confidence is so important.
Right.
So important. But I feel like arrogance is... we don't miss right.
And that she recently was interviewed by Michelle Obama. And
did you see that Michelle Obama's going to have like a Sesame Street type of show?
Oh, I did not. Oh, no.
Don't quote me on that. But
that's really cool.
I saw on Instagram. I need to look this up, but... process with her doing something for kids, which I think is also
that's
awesome. A little tangent.
But anyways, they Michelle and Amanda were talking about that. That right now there's like a black art renaissance period going on right now in art, fashion, music. And Gordon says it's exciting to get absorbed and to live in that creation. I see from other African-American artists that she looks up to. So it's interesting to see that from our point of view of someone that's so accomplished to me.
Already.
Oh, at a young age. But that she's inspired.
Well, I do wonder if that has anything to do with, you know, with Michelle Obama saying that, with anything to do with the Black Lives Matter.
Right.
That more people are trying to support Black, you know, indies or businesses.
Right.
And I wonder if they're just now finally discovering these things that they didn't, you know, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, yeah.
From the movement, if that didn't have something to do with maybe us discovering.
And then, I don't know, did you see her did you watch the Super Bowl? She did that for a nurse manager from Florida and Susie Dorner, and then a Pittsburgh-based vet and wounded warrior project guy named James Martin, and then an L.A. educator, Tremaine Davis. And it was a beautiful poem, too. Just really highlighting them. Just highlighting you know, as frontliners in their own right. And what they're
shining some light on those people, which now it makes me want to look up.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. And again, she looked regal almost.
Yeah. Well, and I can see why she...
Insights into Teens, a podcast series exploring the issues and challenges of today's youth. Talking to real teens about real teen problems. Explore issues from braces to puberty, social anxiety to financial responsibility. Each week, we talk about the topics concerning today's youth. We look at how the issues affect teens, how to cope with these issues, and how parents, friends, and loved ones can help teens handle these challenges. Check out our video episodes on youtube.com/insightsintothings. Catch our audio versions on podcast.insightsintoteens.com or on the web at insightsintothings.com.
He was given a Molly
Company,
which I did look up, was the same place as Gigi.
Oh, okay.
Bella Hadid, whoever those. I'm aging myself by not knowing really who those
people are. I don't know either.
Still,
yeah.
I totally think she definitely deserves a modeling contract because she's beautiful, but it appears like she's beautiful inside and out.
Right.
I mean, I just think her beauty
shines. Shines
exactly.
With that. Yeah. Beautiful. She's on the cover of Time magazine, and she's coming out with a children's book later this year called Change Sing. So I'm anxious to
get.
I'm anxious. Read that.
Yeah, she's definitely got quite the future ahead of her. I, you know, and just looking at different things with her, I once again, so with Claudette Colvin, I loved that her teachers had taught her about Black history, and so it kind of prompted her to move. I loved that Amanda Gorman was by her her third grade teacher reading Ray Bradbury's Dandelion Wine in class.
Oh, okay.
So I just think it's such a good reminder that not only that teachers are so very, very important, but that you just never know what small thing you're going to do that is really going to
inspire
gonna life.
Yeah, inspire them.
I also was reading that her inspiration after watching a 2013 speech by Malala, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce her last name.
Right.
But those two just great faces for the future.
Right.
As far as for ladies,
yeah.
And empowerment and owning your voice.
So just for those that might not know about Malala, she's a Pakistani activist. Her story back in 2009, when she was 11 or 12, she wrote a blog under a pseudonym for BBC, and she was an activist and then was shot by the Taliban. And then in 2013, she wrote a speech that she addressed, I think, the UN. And so, pretty amazing young woman. That would be one to we would have to dive into.
Yeah.
This is like a scratch. I feel like
brave,
we're not really, but
justice with
yeah.
Her. But I can see why she she would be inspired by Paula because another young lady.
Right.
And was not, I mean, she was standing up to injustice in her country. I did have to look up, because like I said, her love for writing was inspired by her third grade teacher when they read Ray Bradbury's Dandelion Wine. And that did not make sense to me because Ray Bradbury, I picture him as science fiction and whatnot. But apparently it was, this book was a metaphor for packing all of the joys of summer.
Oh.
The dandelion, packing it all into a bottle. So the dandelion wine. And the wine was made from petals being made by the protagonist's father. But anyway, it must have been kind of based on Bradbury's childhood. Kind of recreates his childhood, and it had routines of small town America. And also a little side note was Gregory Alan Isakov must be a contemporary singer from, well, now he's in Colorado, but South African American songwriter. He has a song, Dandelion Wine, which is actually named from this book.
Wow.
So just so many little seeds out there.
I love that. Playing. Yeah.
Well, and to be the youngest person to speak at a presidential inauguration, impressive.
And to all those people.
Yeah. Well, and that I had read that her speech impediment, which I thought was interesting because
right.
Joe Biden obviously also has issues with stuttering. So I thought it was kind of, you know, an interesting combination. I thought it was very inspiring that she has worked through that speech impediment. And I was reading that because she had a hard time with her R's. And with that, it's rice so many times.
Yeah,
rice, so obviously
right.
Using R. But she would just keep trying to sing Aaron Burr's Sir from Hamilton.
Oh, love
so
that.
I'm just, she persevered,
right.
And just kept, you know, putting her thoughts down and then working on things. I loved that. So Maya Angelou was the first Black woman and also first poet at an inauguration since Robert Frost.
Oh.
So, and the thing that was so interesting when I was looking at that is that she was mute growing up.
Wow.
So she also worked through
that
things.
Yeah.
And then she gave, you know, an amazing inaugural poem for Bill Clinton. And then obviously JFK in 1961 had Robert Frost read. So I love the footsteps that she's following. I thought that was impressive.
Yeah, and that all of them have something that they've kind of overcome
yeah.
with the word of language, and yet it's such a gift
yeah.
that they can write, and that, and also
go back to if Jill Biden hadn't seen her at the Library of Congress doing a poem there, she might not have made it to the inauguration because it was Jill Biden who, you know, was like, we need to get this girl invited, we need to extend the invitation. So it's just you just never know. In life. So always be good. Do good.
Yeah, definitely.
I was super inspired that her mom, you know, she was raised by a single mom, spent 10 years working for her master's and her doctorate while her girls, you know, were busy studying
right.
alongside
yeah.
her, pretty much, but not an easy life. I mean, it was inspiring to me that the mom wanted it enough to keep doing that, to work and go to school and raise kids and all of it. And look at what it produced.
Right.
I mean,
what?
She did good.
I know. What a role.
You
I mean,
know,
what a role model.
Seriously.
Of perseverance. It's just.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I'm excited about her book out in September with Change Things. And I loved that her inspirations, besides Malala, were, you know, obviously Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King Jr., Elizabeth Alexander, I still need to check out that, and her, and Richard Blanco, Frederick Douglass, I could see, and Winston Churchill.
Oh, wow.
I read that those were all figures she drew inspiration from. I also loved that she went to writing as like a getaway.
Yeah.
A cure for things she was dealing with in life. And look at what, so even though those hardships, it really was a gift.
Right.
So it was like the yin and the yang with, she was dealt the, you know, some challenges.
Right.
But she persevered, overcame them, and man, look right. at her now. There is no holding that girl back.
Right, right. Just as we're wrapping up about Amanda Gorman here, this part of the poem, The Hill We Climb, just really spoke to me. And it's just, I don't know, so fitting for where we are in our country. She writes, "So we lift our gazes not to what stands between us, but what stands before us. We close the divide. We know to put our future first. We must first put our differences aside. We lay down our arms so we can reach out our arms to one another. We seek harm to none and harmony for all."
I just love that.
I know.
Our arms to reach out our arms. And that just resonated Michelle Obama to me. Just
yeah.
her whole we rise
right.
above. All
yeah.
of, you know, when people tear us down, we rise above. So I think that's, yeah.
It's just, I don't, it's just beautiful.
Yeah. And that she's 22.
My nugget for this week, in keeping with Black History Month, is a young man, Christian Robinson. He's an illustrator of children's books and an animator. He grew up in L.A., was raised by his grandmother, lived in a one-bedroom home with six other people.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's because his mom was incarcerated. And so he kind of turned to drawing.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a positive outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And he just loved, as a child, drawing and making things. It just, I love that he said that it allowed him to be in change and make his own rules and create his own world on paper. I just,
is
I don't
he a contemporary?
He's
also,
contemborary. He's
okay.
only 34.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's 34. Yeah. He graduated from California Institute of Arts.
See, the mere fact that he even went to college with a mom in prison.
Right.
Wow.
And he has, I mean, I only have like 3 books, but he has probably, I think, 11 to 12
mm-hmm.
books that he's illustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and to make a career
yeah.
out of art,
oh,
I just,
gosh,
it really
yeah.
speaks to his talent. So. Yeah,
sadly,
just,
it shouldn't be that way.
It should,
yeah.
yeah. Just to highlight a few of his books that he's illustrated, Harlan's Little Blackbird by Renee Watson, and then Little Penguins by Cynthia Ryland, and then there's just many more. And I just was just, just again, another person that just, you know, kind of had an upbringing and then turned his life.
Well, and that's the thing. He so easily could have been like,
lost
the
in the system.
Was, yeah, just,
he had someone that
exactly
someone that loved him. You know, his grandmother
yeah.
and
I guess he had her.
Yeah, that he was able to, you know, and find something that he loved.
Well, it's like we've chatted about before. I feel like at times when life is not fair, I really do think that I just think that God gives people different skills or different things to make up for.
Right.
Other areas where they lost. So I love hearing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, good. What was his name again?
Christian Robinson.
Christian Robinson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like and subscribe. Follow Transgenital Inspiration on Facebook.